You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has indicated
The Wire.
No mai hoki mai anō. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, text us on 5395 or call us on 309-3879. Earlier this week, 26 climate scientists wrote a joint letter to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, accusing the government of ignoring scientific evidence of methane emissions and urging him to work towards reducing emissions. The letter also criticized the government's method of reducing emissions to the level of no additional warming, a concept approved by the Federated Farmers and Beef plus Lamb, to keep New Zealand's contribution to global heating levels at the levels they were in 2017. However, Chris Luxon reportedly dismissed the open letter, referring to the climate scientists as worthies, and insisted that the government was managing methane emissions, quote, better than every other country on the planet, despite the fact that New Zealand has one of the highest per capita methane emissions in the world. I spoke to Amanda Larson, senior campaign manager for Greenpeace Aotearoa, about the open letter sent to Christopher Luxon and Luxon's reaction to it, as well as the concept of no additional warming. To begin, can you tell us about Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's reaction to the open letter sent to him by 26 climate scientists and how this connects to New Zealand's methane targets?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty disappointed to see the Prime Minister's reaction. It was quite unstatesmanlike. He just referred to this this group of leading scientists as worthies, which I think is quite ridiculous because scientists are, by their very nature, evidence-based. So that was pretty disappointing. But I think the fact remains, this group of international scientists has written to the Prime Minister accusing him of ignoring the climate science and trying to cover up emissions from New Zealand's most polluting sector. And in fear that this is going to set a really bad precedent that will undermine global efforts to tackle climate change. It was really significant. It was on the front page of the Financial Times, and I think that's the first time in Christopher Luxon's political and corporate career that he's ever been featured on the front page. So I suspect he's probably a bit troubled by this and tried to deflect by calling them worthies.
Can you tell us about the government's approach to lowering methane emissions and why it hasn't worked?
Yeah, so essentially, you know, the dairy industry is New Zealand's biggest climate polluter. Meat and dairy production is a major cause of methane emissions, which is this superheating gas that's cooking the climate faster than carbon dioxide. And rather than dealing with that problem, you know, there are known proven ways to cut emissions from livestock. What the New Zealand government is trying to do is basically cover them up by using a creative accounting trick. And that's called no additional warming. And essentially, when it comes to climate change, you usually use a baseline of the Industrial Revolution, like before really high emissions started. But this no additional warming concept just decides arbitrarily that we can use today as a baseline. So it kind of bakes in all of the pollution that has happened historically and just sort of writes that off and accepts that it's okay. And I've likened it to, it's a bit like waving a magic wand at your mortgage and just expecting that your debt is going to disappear. But the catch is that your debt doesn't disappear. It's still there. It's just that somebody else has to pay for it. And it's the same with no additional warming. All of those emissions from the livestock industry still exist. They're still heating the climate. And what's happening with this accounting trick is that either you say it's somebody else's problem, it's other sectors or other countries, or you just accept that we're going to allow for accelerated global heating, which is absolutely unacceptable when people are already suffering the consequences of climate change. So, you know, it's not surprising that international climate change scientists are calling this out as a ridiculous way of trying to get out of taking action on the country's biggest polluter.
So why do you think the government might be more reluctant to price methane emissions than carbon dioxide, which has been priced since 2008?
So originally there was talk about pricing emissions from agriculture in 2003. So there's been this delay of over 20 years, and the fact is that the dairy industry in particular is very influential over government, very powerful in New Zealand, and that industry and its lobbyists through Federated Farmers, through Dairy New Zealand, has, you know, successfully managed to thwart any regulation of emissions. And Luxon's government has said they're not going to price emissions from the most polluting sector until at least 2030, which is wild. You know, everybody else has to pay for their emissions, but for some reason, this sector gets to be the exception to the rule, which is nonsense, but is a matter of that being quite an influential industry.
Do you think that the government's approach to methane emissions is impacting our global reputation?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, like I said, this was on the front page of the Financial Times, so I think there will be, officials in other parts of the world who are looking at this with furrowed brows. And in particular, we have trade agreements with the European Union and the United Kingdom, where it's written into the trade agreement that New Zealand needs to meet its obligations on climate change, and that any weakening of action on climate change to kind of get a trade advantage, if you like, goes against the trade agreement and could lead to sanctions. And I think, yeah, like particularly in the UK, you know, I think farmers in the UK are not stoked about the fact that there's a lot of access for New Zealand agricultural products into the UK market as a result of the trade agreement. So if they see that the government here is essentially fudging the numbers to allow high pollution from the dairy sector, I think we're definitely going to see kickback against that. And, you know, and this is what's frustrating about the whole thing. It's like it's such a disservice to New Zealand farmers to be fudging the numbers like this, when really what would be helpful is to support the farming sector to transition to more low emissions ways of farming, more plant-based ways of farming, which is ultimately what global customers are looking for as well.
So just to reiterate, while this reluctance to price methane emissions is being done for the sake of economic growth, it could actually result in negative economic consequences for New Zealand.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And that's why I feel really frustrated with lobby organizations like Federated Farmers and Dairy New Zealand, who are doing a disservice to farmers by kind of pushing this misinformation about greenhouse gas accounting, which is this tool called No Additional Warming, this accounting trick, and kind of riling farmers up about it instead of supporting farmers to transition to ways of farming that are actually more climate efficient and, you know, better for animals, better for rivers, better for air quality, better for rural communities, which is ultimately what our global customers are looking for as well. So it's very short-termist, and it's not in the best interests either of farmers or of society as a whole.
In response to the criticism he's received, Chris Luxon has said that New Zealand was already managing methane emissions better than every other country on the planet. How would you respond to that?
I mean, that's just factually inaccurate. One of the biggest customers of New Zealand agricultural products is Nestle. So Nestle buys a lot of milk powder from the New Zealand dairy industry, and they have already said this claim that New Zealand is the most efficient producer in the world is false. It's no longer true. That's simply misinformation, and it's also kind of burying your head in the sand, just saying, oh, everything's fine here, we don't have to do anything. Fonterra is New Zealand's worst climate polluter, and Fonterra is the world's biggest exporter of dairy products. And what needs to happen is to cut emissions from the sector, because that is what the major customers like Nestle are looking for.
Chris Luxon has also likened any attempts to price methane as shutting down New Zealand. Do you think this is an accurate statement from the Prime Minister as well?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we need to keep up with the times, right? And like I've said, everybody is looking for ways to produce food that don't harm the climate and that don't harm, you know, rivers and animals. That's exactly what customers are looking for. So we need to adapt with the times. The truth is that the dairy industry is already dominated by a lot of kind of concentrated corporate farms. A lot of farms are owned by overseas asset holders. What would really help is to get away from this highly concentrated corporate model of dairy farming, which just extracts milk powder from the land, and move towards more plant-based, ecological, diverse ways of farming, which also are, you know, better for the land, but also better for rural communities. So I think what's going on is just a real lack of any kind of vision about what food production could look like in this country, and it's just kind of expecting that things should just always stay the same.
All right, that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before you finish off the interview?
I guess I would just like to say that, you know, New Zealand is a major player when it comes to emissions from agriculture. Like, people really do look to us to set an example. Even though New Zealand's a small country, we are the biggest exporter of dairy products. And so it's really important for this country to show leadership on that. So I just think it's really disappointing that we have a government that's taking us backwards on climate change instead of forwards. But, you know, I think having this kind of international pressure is going to really help with that, and domestic pressure as well, to clean up waterways, clean up our act on climate change, and just have a better vision of what farming could look like is what's going to ultimately change things.
And that was Amanda Larson from Greenpeace Aotearoa talking to us about the open letter sent to Christopher Luxon by 26 climate scientists and methane emissions in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.